There you go. It's 8:42. Yeah.
Got a little sports headline here. Rafael Nadal has been defeated at the Australian Open, the top
no!
seed. Yeah, there you go. It was Australian David Ferrer, won in straight sets.
He just wanted to do that. He doesn't care that much.
Well, he wanted to hold all four Grand Slam titles at the same time.
Oh, of course.
Really?
But it ain't going to happen.
No.
He's that guy who's
after
like,
all,
he's got
sounds like he got slammed. Yeah. All right, I'm done.
Thank you. He's that guy who's got like a Popeye left arm, isn't that right? And then the other one's kind of like normal.
What kind of freak of nature are you talking about?
Rod Laver used to be that way. Remember that? But his left arm was a lot stronger than his right arm. Tennis stuff. Anyway. So I'm fortunate in that when we go on a trip, my wife can pack in like 5 minutes. Okay?
Really?
Yeah, and just a bag and that's it. I mean, ready to go.
She gets a little ding for that.
Well, that's, yeah. Uh-huh. But I know that there are guys out there who are married to women who just have to take a lot of stuff when they leave on a little vacation.
I'm the bad packer in my family.
What's that mean?
I overpack.
Oh, well, I overpack some, too. I mean, how many times you go, well, I didn't really need that third pair of shoes?
No, I'll come home from a trip, no matter how long it is, I'll come home with a trip with clothes I never wore.
Yeah. So imagine having two ladies that are used to nothing but the absolute best. The New York Post, page 6 gossip column, reports Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah and his two wives and company left JFK after 2 months in the Big Apple last week, brought home a bevy of goodies from the States. The entourage included 6 private jets and needed over a dozen tractor trailers to haul their luggage to the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all come on back. Y'all come to College Station? Golly. Bring it on. Bring it on. Anyway, so... packed all that stuff. What suitcase is that in? That's in suitcase number 263.
B.
Yeah, B. Yeah, exactly. All right, there are already laws in the books punishing those who text while driving. Some states now targeting text while walking.
Talk about that yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Put it over here. Then.
Well, because cool. That woman fell into the pond
she
at
the
mall.
She did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we haven't seen that over 100 times on TV or the Internet.
Oh, let me see what we did that thing. I got a story on The Office here. Hang on.
Oh, really?
Yep. Here we go. Here's your spoiler alert.
Uh-oh.
As you know, Steve Carell is leaving NBC's The Office.
Right.
At the end of the season.
That's the rumor.
But yesterday, cast member... blank, said there may not be a new boss at Dunder Mifflin after Carell's departure. Quoting, guess which cast member? You'll never get it.
Kelly Kapoor.
Yeah. You get a guess, Tom.
How about Jim?
How about Creed Bratton?
Creed
didn't know anything.
Yeah. He used to be a...
Creed's still suffering LSD flashbacks.
He was in the grassroots.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was a singer.
He said, we're doing 7 episodes now with Steve. We have 4 without him. He's not going to be replaced. We're going to have guest people come in. Some of the people on the show are going to try to take over and run the show, and they'll fail, and it'll be one of those things.
They could probably get a full season out of that with Gabe in the office.
I would agree.
And the corporate power struggle that could ensue. So.
Well, and who's the guy from the warehouse who moved up?
Oh, Daryl.
Daryl.
Yeah. Right.
Daryl coming on is a pretty smart fella. That's for sure.
Wow, that is really hard. You really think you can go all day long? Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so.
That's what she said!
Yeah! Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, so there. Don't know whether it'll be the same.
Well, I am. We mentioned him.
It has the potential to be better because Michael's awkward moments have just gotten so awkward.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, the writers will be challenged, you know.
No, what was it? The whole thing about when Holly came back, and I know nobody cares, but when he spilled the stuff on the doll and all that, you know, he's like destroying her property and all that other kind of
stuff.
Right. It's like, too much.
Be careful. There are plenty of other characters for development.
Sure.
You can move through here. Wait, let's see. Yes. Hello?
Hey, y'all were talking on the news about the wanting to cut the governor's salary.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I saw online that there's nearly 180 district superintendents, school district superintendents that make more than he does right now.
Wow. Interesting. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Only 180? There's over 1,000 school districts in Texas.
10% of all the school districts in America are in Texas. Let that sink in. Mm. Let that sink in. And you know what? We still got people coming to Texas in record numbers. Does that mean we're going to have more school districts? Probably.
Yeah, but how do you create a school district?
How
do you establish a school district?
Let's see. How would we be able to do that? Well, first you could annex. Oh, no, never mind.
Can't do that.
You know, we can't do
if anything, it. Would, if anything, you'd think it would be a little bit easier. But, I mean, at this point, pretty much all the districts have been established, haven't they? Yeah. Unless we're talking West Texas and you're going to annex Coyote Country.
We're going to do Prairie Dog School District out there. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's
see how that works.
You go into Williamson County and say, okay, from here to here to here to here is the brand-new Oak Creek Independent School District. I'm guessing Round Rock might have something to say about that.
When was Westlake created?
The Eanes ISD?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've been around a while.
Well, but a while. Define a while. Well, if a while is 22 years, then that's not a long time.
Right.
You know, I'm not exactly sure about that.
I'm on it. I'm trying to discover these things.
See if we can find that. In the meantime, I'll tell you, Will.i.am is moonlighting for Intel. Hollywood Reporter says he is the chipmaker's new director of creative innovation.
Really?
I don't know what that means.
It means he's getting paid.
He'll be directly involved with developing all sorts of new technology. So we'll see. Intel has a penetration of about 80% of the market when it comes to personal computers. What'd you find? Anything?
I'm waiting on the first place to go, whether you know that you can take with a grain of salt to load up, but apparently the Commodore 64 that's running Wikipedia is according to this
while he's waiting, I heard a number yesterday on one of the channels that was previewing the State of the Union. One of the congressmen came on and said something that I didn't know. He said that, you know, we talk about unemployment being at, you know, right around 10%. Right. Well, he said that there's only 47% of Americans have full time jobs. 47%. That's what he said. And that kind of got my jaw slacked.
Jim Gaines did a presentation yesterday at the Bryan College Station Economic Outlook Conference.
Right.
Sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and Bryan Broadcasting, among others.
Mm-hmm.
And he discussed the idea that there's always a number out there for the headlines, you know, which we always see.
Right.
And if I can extrapolate from what he said, somehow or other they always were able to do what they needed to keep that below 10%, because that looks really bad. That psychologically looks bad if we have 10% unemployment. So we would be at 9.7 or 9.4, 9.8. But truth be told, when you talk about unemployed and underemployed, you're talking 16-17%. And so that's not quite the number that this guy mentioned, but the fact that there are people out there who either are not working or are not working at a job that is bringing in the amount of money that they basically need, then it's a higher number.
Well, okay, I just Googled that, 47%. And this is from Business Insider, and the headline is only 47% of working-age Americans have full-time jobs. This is from Business Insider. Money game.
Some people don't need full-time jobs.
Mm-hmm. Bortz could probably have a lot to say about that. As he said before, that when you get to a tipping point where the majority of people, where the minority is doing the work and the majority depends on the minority to and their tax funds to supplement their or to provide their government-based lifestyle, then we're done for. That minority is pretty much screwed as well as the rest of the nation.
Hello?
Hello. Well, I can try to help you out on your Eanes ISD.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly when it started, but my dad was a principal there in 1969, so it's been there well before that.
Okay.
And that's about the time they opened Westlake High School. Before that, Eanes paid Austin ISD money to take their seventh grade and up kids to go to the Austin school.
So about 40 years.
A long time. Yeah.
About 40 years then. Okay, good. All right, thanks. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Since appreciate he was that. Principal.
There you go. All right, that's it. Let me see what else we got. I guess we better do some commercials since we've been chatting, you know, as as we're like to do.
Yeah, since we want full-time jobs.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we like ours.
Right.
Is this full-time? Is this a job? Yeah. Either one of those.
Shut up, Scott. Just play the commercial.
All right, I'm there. There we go. Well, no, I'm not.
Yeah. Okay. Ben's here now.
My one job is to play the commercials. Is that right?
Do you ever get tired of failing?
Yeah.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
You know, I was watching TV on Saturday morning, and one thing that's kind of gone away is the old traditional Saturday morning cartoons. There's just really not very many anymore on regular television. But that's where video on demand comes in. And with Suddenlink, video on demand is really one of my favorite features. Absolutely. Because if there's nothing on TV that I want to watch, or say if your kids don't want to watch, video on demand has one section that's just for kids. And you can click video on demand. You can go to kids. And this is free when you have video on demand, when you have digital TV from Suddenlink. And they've got the option of Nickelodeon, Nick Jr. They've got the Disney Channel. They've got just all kinds of things. Cartoon Channel. There's others that I'm not remembering. But you can get a program. It can be an animated program. It can be anything that's kid-friendly for all ages at any time with video on demand. And I tell you what, that can be a lifesaver. You know what I'm talking about. Video on demand from Suddenlink. So call them and get what they've got. What they've got is the high-speed internet. Of course, they've got the advanced digital TV, and they've got the telephone service. And right now, the telephone service, $25 a month for 2 years. You can lock in that price with no contract required. Video on demand. It's not just for you. It's for the kids, too. Call Suddenlink. 1-800-915-1866.
Rattlers Convenience Stores has three great stores located in BCS, and they always have monthly specials throughout their stores. And January is no exception. Get 12 packs of Coors Light, Miller Lite, Budweiser, and Bud Light for only $9.99. And you'll need some munchies to go along with that cold beer. So choose from any large bag of chips, two for only $5. Hungry for breakfast? Then grab any of their breakfast food items. Or if you just need a pick-me-up, receive any size cappuccino or coffee for only 59 cents. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
At Scott & White Health Plan, we know you may be wondering about health care reform and how it will affect you. But don't let the uncertainty keep you from applying for the coverage you deserve. Health Plus from Scott & White Health Plan provides affordable medical coverage for individuals and families. We offer a choice of plans and deductibles starting as low as $55 a month for individuals. There's no charge for preventive services, and all Scott & White health plans have no lifetime maximum. To learn more about Health Plus and get your free quote, call us toll-free at 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. You can also apply online at swhp.org/radio. Scott & White health plan. We're Texas friendly. Plans are medically underwritten and have benefit exclusions and limitations. Call for costs and complete details of coverage. $55 premium is based upon a healthy male, age 29, March 1st, 2010, effective date. Safer 5,000 plan. Premiums vary based on age and gender.
Well, we got the old necktie flap. Did you hear about that? Car salesman John Stone.
Yeah. Oh, no, I did hear about this.
Wore that Packers tie to work on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Got fired. They fired him.
They asked him five times to take it off. He said he was doing it to honor his grandmother, who was a big Packers fan. But the boss didn't see the sentimental value in that.
Roberts agreed that no customers complained about the tie, but he added in context and everything, he said if he'd worn the tie on Saturday, they wouldn't have minded.
Don't know about that. Yeah. See how that works.
Well, you know, some people just try to be ornery.
They do. And he may be just trying to
stir things up.
Push the edge of the envelope, shall we say.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see.
Another weird story I had was the UConn booster. Did you hear about that? Mm-hmm. He gave $3 million to the program, but they didn't let him have any say on who the new football coach was.
Okay.
So he wants his $3 million back that he donated to the program, and he wants his name taken off the building.
Really?
Yeah. I think they'll take his name off the building, but he ain't getting that
$3
million.
Probably not. No, that doesn't work that way.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
Nearly 3 in 10 U.S. Americans who follow at least...
I'm sorry, there's a lot of people who'd like to walk into any number of casinos and get their money back.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Nearly 3 in 10 U.S. Americans who follow at least one sport said pro football was their favorite sport, according to the Harris poll. Number one at 31%. Number two is baseball. Really?
Really?
At 17%.
I would have thought college football.
Then comes college football at 12%. Auto racing at 7%.
And they want to shorten the races.
Yeah. Men's pro basketball.
Oh, really?
Really? No. At 6%.
Really? No way.
Yeah.
Where is college basketball?
Yeah.
If college basketball is so bad.
4%.
How come the ratings are so good?
Yeah. Well, but see, I mean, again, we get the TV ratings today. And granted, last week's AFC game was a biggie. A lot of people watched it.
Yeah, well, but it was partly in prime time. So
but see, that's why
one.
It always ends up being number one.
Yeah, because it's part of it's in prime time.
Which, by the way, have you seen who's picking up some of the, as I guess as part of the Viacom networks, who's picking up some of the tournament games this year?
No.
Well, you know, because in the past few years, CBS has had everything.
Uh-huh.
And they do look-ins on other games.
Right.
Well, now they're going to spread it out. TNT is going to have some games, but also True TV will have NCAA tournament games.
Cool.
So
we'll get to see Butler play Chaminade like that. Okay.
Sheboygan State.
Yeah.
All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
Congress passed an act calling for a library to be established within the U.S. Capitol in 1802.
Huh.
Earthquake hit India in 2001, killing 13,000 people. In 2005, Condoleezza Rice sworn in as Secretary of State. Oprah ruined James Fry's day and possible life. Remember, she confronted him on that his addiction memoir called A Million Little Pieces? In 06, Western Union stopped their telegram service.
Oh, my gosh.
40 seconds.
It's going to be a busy week on the Hollywood Boulevard Walk of Fame today. Donald Sutherland gets his star on the Walk of Fame. Colin Farrell will be the speaker. And on Tuesday, it'll be Adam Sandler getting his star, and Henry Winkler will be.